Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Bella joins us again. You are our freshman of the group. How are you doing, Bella?
I'm doing so good.
It's good to have you back. It's been two whole weeks.
I know, it's crazy. It feels like I've been doing this for longer.
Right. I would agree with you. And we have a lot to cover, so thank you for writing this journal entry. We've got a lot to talk about. So first question for you.
Okay.
You went home last weekend, apparently.
I did.
So why did you do that? Because we have fall break coming up this week.
Yeah. So it was very spontaneous. What happened was my roommate decided that she was going to go home, which she didn't end up going home. But she was thinking about it and she told me. And I was like, well, I'm not doing anything this weekend. And if I'm going to be alone, and I was like, I could always head home. And I really, really wanted to see my family. But I was a little uneasy about it because I hear a lot of advice that like upperclassmen will give you is like try to head home as little as possible so that way you can like put all your energy and like extra time into like making these relationships on campus. And I 100% agree with that because, you know, a majority of my time is on campus. But I did really enjoy getting to go home, and I think it was really beneficial because I was a lot more present with my family. I had like a limited time, and it was very refreshing coming in because, you know, I had some tests this week and I had a lot of very stressful things. And sometimes it's just nice to like go home to your mom and get a hug, just a nice little mom hug and mom talk. And so I got to do that, and I got to spend time with my dad, and I got to spend time with my mom, and I just miss them all so, so much. But also like made me really excited to come home. I'm still adjusting to campus for sure, but I've started to kind of feel at home at Cedarville, you know, like.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's, my friends like to goof on me for it because I'll be talking to them and I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna head home. And they're like, it's your dorm. And I'm like, it feels like home to me.
Yes.
Like it's, this is where I go. This is like, that's my spot, you know? So that was kind of funny because as I was leaving, my mom was just like, okay, be safe and text me when you get home. And that like, it made me happy because I do think of Cedarville as a home, and I'm starting to make these relationships, like my relationships are starting to get a lot deeper, and I'm starting to feel like I have a family here, like that I've created almost the same comfort feeling that I have at home, I get here now. And so that's really nice. It was like a big adjustment, but I guess going back home kind of helped me realize how lucky I am and, you know, how much I've really grown here at Cedarville.
Something I've realized about you since we've gotten to know each other this semester is you seem to be a very outgoing person.
I try to be, yes.
You mentioned in the journal entry that you talk a lot.
I do.
And that may help people attract to you, if you will.
Yeah, maybe. It might also be like, oh, a little too much for people, but
but it works. It sounds like you have a great support system, at least that you're still building.
Yes.
And you still have one at home if you need it.
Yes, it's really nice. I have a lot of very supportive people around me. And I really like to meet new people. I'm not the best with names, so that is a struggle for sure, because I guess that kind of takes away from the fact that I like love meeting new people, but I just don't remember names very well. But usually if I've met you and I know your name, and I see you walking past, I'll like usually try to stop people and be like, oh my gosh, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. And even if it's just like little catch-ups, like, oh, how you doing? And then we move on with the rest of our day. But like sometimes I've made really great friendships that way, as far as like, you know, I've had lunches or I've gotten to talk with people outside of just passing halls and stuff like that. And so that's been really nice. Or I have those friends that, you know, like I pass in the hall and they're just like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm so good. And then we just have like a quick like 5-minute conversation. And I love those friends because sometimes you're just having like a horrible day and I'll run into one of those people and they'll just ask me how my day is, and they just give me so much more energy and like excitement, and I feel so much better just because it was nice to have a little talk, you know, just like a little catch up. They give me a little encouragement, I give them a little encouragement, and then we go on about our day. And so that's really nice too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely reciprocate it, is what I've gathered about you.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm working on it for sure. I'm definitely trying to like put a lot of effort into the relationships I'm making on campus.
Of course.
I love people a lot.
Well, and we need people like that who love people. So you've been struggling with your schedule.
Yes.
A little bit is what it sounds like. You've mentioned that because of that, you're getting advice from others.
Yes.
So what are you hearing?
A lot of, you're gonna have to say no.
Yep.
That really is not my favorite thing to do because I'm a very fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants type person. Like, I've always been since literally I was able to make my own schedule. It's been like, I have like a general idea of what I want to get done in the day, but then like everything else is just kind of like, whenever I get it done is when I get it done. So that's not been the best moving to Cedarville because obviously there are deadlines. And I've always like gotten stuff done before deadlines, but I tend to like get them done very, very, very close to the deadline. And so then it's like,
Would you consider that procrastination?
Yes, 100%. So I'm just not the best at that. My friend group that I have, like my main friend group, is also very fly by the seat of your pants. We never plan anything. We always just kind of like, we're like, oh, who all wants to watch a movie? And I really want to watch a movie with my friends. And I really want to go do this kind of stuff. And it's really hard for me to say no because, like I said earlier, I love people. And so, like, I don't want to have to say no and then miss out on this time, even though they're very supportive and they're like, oh, if you need to get schoolwork done, go get schoolwork done. And they've all definitely said no a few times, like, oh, I can't watch the movie or the football game tonight. I have a paper. I'm not there. So I'm like, oh, I can definitely do that. I'll work on my paper while I'm having conversations with you all and watching these movies. So as one can probably come to the conclusion, that doesn't work, or like it doesn't work well.
Right.
So then I end up having to stay up super, super late or, you know, get up super, super early to finish these assignments so that way I get them done before, you know, the due dates. So that's definitely been something I have to work on. Is a big thing is a lot of advice I've heard is like, you just got to say no sometimes. Sometimes you got to not hang out with your friends and you got to, you know, be an adult and get your schoolwork done and do your responsibilities and then go off and hang out with them. So yeah, that's the main piece of advice I feel like I'm getting a lot of because that's where I'm struggling. I have a great Google Calendar. I love it so much. For the amount that my Google Calendar is like organized, I should definitely be way more put together. But that's definitely a huge struggle at the moment is just saying no and getting my stuff done.
As a senior, I still struggle with that. Mm-hmm. It is not just you. Now, it's a lesson that I had to try and learn my freshman year. And then I thought I learned it. And then eventually I get to where I'm at now and I add more things on my schedule because I'm in the spot to where I can add stuff. And then it becomes, once again, oh, this is too much. I need to say no.
Yeah.
So, Bella, you may figure this all out now. And I promise you it's going to happen again later down the road.
Yeah, for sure. It's just so much because I just love hanging out with people. Like, it's where I get the most joy and it's where I feel I get the most happiness from. So it's hard to say no to them when, you know, like, because it's very spontaneous, you know, like mm-hmm. We're all very busy and our schedules are kind of different. So we can't like plan something very well, I guess, because, you know, like we're not all sure if we'll be available at Fridays at 5 o'clock to watch a movie. So then we're like, oh, we'll just like see when we get there. And then, you know, I have something due on Friday. And then all of a sudden they're like, let's go watch these movies or like, let's go to Young's, which I love Young's. And so then I'm like, oh, well, the paper can wait.
Right.
You know, how many times are we all going to go to Young's as a friend group? And the thing that I've also kind of noticed is my friend group and I, we're all very close. So obviously, you know, me not going occasionally isn't going to make me less close with the friend group. And I think that's what I'm scared of is like if I don't hang out with them every single time that they offer to hang out, I'll start to feel like I'm losing these relationships with them. And I just value these relationships so much. So I guess that's probably why I have a hard time saying no is because I just don't want to lose these great bonds that I've made. But something too that they've all definitely shown me is like just because we don't hang out 24/7 all the time doesn't mean that we're not as close or that we're not going to have as many deep conversations. There are other things that we're here at Cedarville for, like getting a degree. So
that is why you're here.
Yeah, the main reason. So 100% is just saying no and doing the hard work, which I like my classes, most of them. So some of them are a little harder than others, but I enjoy a lot of them. So that's like, it's not a chore, but it's definitely, it's hard to say no to people. And
well, describe that value that you've said. What is the value that's behind people for you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't really know. Ever since I was little, my parents said that I've always talked so much. Like if from the second I could learn how to talk, I was dominating conversations. Like I was always telling stories. I think that's why I started to value like my relationship with people so much because I really enjoyed that connection that I made when like I would tell a story and someone would be able to relate or connect to it, or you know, like they would tell a story and I'd be able to relate and connect to it. And so it was really encouraging to like, I guess, get out of my head because I talk really fast, and so it's kind of like reflective of how fast I feel like my brain's moving all the time. And so I can easily overwhelm myself and start getting in my head about certain stuff, and then I start to freak myself out. But the more I realized I talk and like say the things that I'm feeling outside of my head, I started to connect with people a lot more on like a deeper level. And I started to see that like, you're not the only person out there that feels this way. Like so many people that feel overwhelmed or feel like they don't know what's going on or feel like they're being left behind or all these other things that I was like, nobody else is feeling like this, that I started to realize like, I had friends, I had known adults, I had like people that I looked up to that I was like, you have this all together, you also have these feelings. And so I think that's like one of the biggest values that I feel with other people is like connecting on a deeper level. You know, like we're all struggling with something. And especially for me, when I relate to somebody else or hear somebody else that says like, I struggled with the same thing, I feel a lot more encouragement. And it kind of helps encourage me to be like, you can get back up and you can keep moving forward.
Because there's someone else who's walking the same road as you.
Yes, like someone, like I know like it can be really discouraging because like where you see like the end result, I guess, of these people like going through that. You don't really see them usually in like the thick of it. And so you're in the thick of it and then you're like, oh, well, I'm never going to be that person. But they were also, you know, they were there where you are. They were struggling with it and they had to work towards that as well. So I think that's just a huge encouragement to make those connections with other people. And maybe you're that person to them. Maybe you're not struggling with something that they are struggling with.
Right.
And then you had moved past that and you have encouragement for them too. So that's another thing is like, I really value all the advice that I've been getting from other people and making these connections. And it makes me very happy when I can give other people advice for things that, you know, like I've learned, because I feel like I've learned nothing. And like, I've been here 18 years and I feel like I'm constantly learning all the time and that I know very little. But it's really encouraging when someone's like, oh, what you said really helped me. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that it helped you, because I want to help people and I want to make connections. I really love people. Like, it's kind of hard to explain.
Well, no, I understand it. Bella, you're not going to be perfect. No one's going to be perfect either. You're going to be 90 and you're still going to be learning. So the fact that you're able to take advice and learning material from other people, and then you in turn are able to give that out, that's one of the projects of humanity, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
Bella, this was fantastic. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful fall break, though.
You too.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Maya Monroe. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.